Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Welcome along again, folks. The old PJ and Jim podcast, Glory Days, to give it its proper title. Of
yeah,
course.
Glory Days, indeed. Mm. Yeah, thank for the, these are Glory Days of some sense for me, by the way.
Really? Why yeah. so?
Like, I've been telling you now for the last week that I've been back here that I've really let myself go. I've fallen off the wagon to yeah. an enormous extent. You yeah. know what I mean?
Now, I mean, just qualify that now for a second, because you see, your version of the wagon and my version of the wagon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you were properly on the wagon. You were like, oh my God, you were driving it.
Yeah, I was driving the
I
wagon.
I mean, because you're proper, you see, you set the bar very high for...
I can do.
For, you know, keeping yourself in shape and eating well and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I reckon if there's lettuce on me burger, I'm sort of, you know what I mean? I'm pretty much there.
That's good going. That's not bad going. Ask me what I had for dinner last night.
Hey, PJ, what you had for dinner last night?
A fucking Easter egg.
You did not.
I did.
What day is today? 10th of March.
10th of March. I did.
Oh my God.
I did. I called around to my girlfriend's gaff and I sat down. And she goes, what we get? She goes, I have a nice pie I got from Avoca. She goes.
Yeah.
Or she goes, we could go out to Super Value and get something else. And I went, I saw the Easter egg at the bottom of the of the bed it was.
Right.
Yeah, and I know what I'm having. Two orange chocolate twirls and an orange chocolate Easter egg. Devoured it.
Hey, come here. Was that Easter egg, was that earmarked for anybody else?
Couldn't care less.
Maybe it was earmarked for you.
Maybe it was.
Oh no, who'd buy an Easter egg in the bloody middle of March?
Yeah.
Sure, when's Easter anyway?
Oh, it's my birthday, isn't it? Easter Monday is my birthday. That's when Jesus is ruining it. Remember you're saying that. So that's the 18th of April. So it's the 17th of April.
So as a protest, you're going to eat all the Easter eggs first?
I think that's a good idea, yeah. I'm going to eat Jesus out of house and home. This time.
Jeez, that's really handy now. So can I get you just an Easter egg for your birthday?
Oh yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
That's
and I'd be
bad.
Very happy with that, actually.
With an Easter egg, yeah, yeah.
I'm very happy with that. But excellent. I can't believe I've started Easter already.
That is
you
mad.
Know the way, isn't it mad though? I'm such double standards in life. Like, I've such double standards. So Christmas, like, I'm there 31st of October. I'm there, as soon as Halloween's over, you hear me going, here we are now, all the jolly jingle bastards. I gotta be out, sticking up fairy lights. And going on and out getting presents and family and friends, and we won't hear the end of it till February. The shower of shite, you know. And then literally the very first day of March,
yeah.
And I'm Easter.
Hey, did somebody say chocolate?
Did someone say eggs? Like yeah. straight into it.
Oh, yeah. So the secret to bringing you round to Christmas is to somehow make sure chocolate becomes a vital part of all Christmas celebrations.
Yeah, it's have Christmas eggs.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas eggs, and then I'll be mad into it from the start, yeah.
Jeez, that's an insight now. That's not a bad idea, to be fair.
It's not, sure.
But my God, like, it is. I know everybody says about every season, there's always like, oh, it's too early to be starting that.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause here we are now talking about Easter, and it's not even Paddy's Day.
I know.
Well, depending on when you're listening to this, obviously. When we recorded
it. When we recorded it, yeah. It's
yeah, Paddy's Day, not for a week or whatever.
Yeah.
But, and it's full on Easter.
Paddy's Day is divisive as well, though, isn't it? Some people love Paddy's Day and some people hate it.
Dude, who hates Paddy's Day?
I know a few people that hate it. Yeah.
Why?
My missus, though, she hates it. She's there going, oh, it's just people getting lousy drunk at 10 o'clock in the morning. Or,
yes!
That's why I love it. Yeah, exactly. That's it, you know, that's the thing. It's such an excuse today, you know. Yeah. And then some people say,
"That's the great thing about
you
the
swear
podcast.
There's nothing special about alcohol, Ireland, except for drink." Yeah, you know, the whole our culture summed up in drink.
Yeah.
And once again, yes.
That's the great thing about the podcast, not having to go on, always drink responsibly.
Yeah,
But then, I'm sorry, this doesn't always work out. It does work out like that a lot, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, I just love Paddy's Day just because it's Paddy's Day and
so
it's always a day off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like Good Friday, right? Good Friday. I know you're not necessarily supposed to love Good Friday anyway. It's meant to be, you know,
a day of
sacrifice and
remembrance.
Whatnot.
Exactly. And
yeah. Like, there's no elbows out on Good Friday, so.
Not really.
Even for the people who get it off. Although it's better now, I suppose, if you get a good
It's better
Friday.
Now, yeah, because you can do something now.
Exactly.
They don't just close everything, you know, they don't close down the whole country.
Realistically, we're talking about the pubs, aren't we?
But yeah, exactly. Yeah, we are talking about the pubs.
But well, yeah. Paddy's Day is always a kind of a... And I always think it's a... Okay, I know it does rain a lot on Paddy's Day.
It has that history to it, yeah.
And yet, for some reason, I always think it's the start of...
The summer.
The good weather.
The start. It's the break in the year.
It never is, but in my mind, it always... It's the start.
Yeah, it is the start, yeah. And I definitely feel like that about it. There's something jovial about it, though.
Yeah.
There's something gas about watching, I don't know, a bunch of Americans blowing into flutes, walking up O'Connell Street. You know, there's something sort of, you know, tossing the...
And them waving, thinking that... the best part is them waving, thinking, you know, that everybody's cheering them and saying, oh, look how wonderful they are. Oh, you're very good.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, it's a load of dub lads going, Leighton Stadium, man, look at that fucking head now.
Did you get that hat off your granny, did you?
You know, is that, I mean, oh my God. I mean, imagine, like, because these people probably spend fortunes
to come and
participate in the parade. And it's probably the...
Saving all year, doing events all year. Some of these American college bands do events all year to pay for their trip in Dublin. Yeah,
and it's the culmination. Like, they probably take so much pride
in their Irish heritage as
well. Exactly, and coming here and to the very birthplace, the very homeland, and all this kind of stuff of the whole cultural experience for them.
Yeah.
And there's a load of drunk lads. Shouting abuse at them.
Yeah. It's amazing. But we love getting into everything. Like, I remember the last time there was a full pride parade in Dublin for the gay pride. And just, you know, people want to go and celebrate regardless.
If you're not
a member of the community at all.
Yeah.
And I went into
town. No one seems to care.
It's brilliant. You get to celebrate.
Like, I don't think members of the community object to other people coming along and sort of, you know, having rainbow flags and having a good time.
Not at all. Yeah. But last time I was at one of those parades, I went in, myself and Mick went in to look at it as it was going up O'Connell Street.
You and Mick go everywhere.
Yeah, he does. Mick's brilliant.
I mean, Mick's an incredible human being. You went to a Michael Bolton concert with him.
I did, yeah. It was fantastic. You could say anything to him. Like, you could say anything to Mick and he wants to do it. Do you want to go and get somebody? Ah, yeah. Do you want to go on holidays? Ah, yeah. Do you want to go and kill someone and bury the body? Ah, yeah. He's up for anything. You name it, he's up for it.
That's extraordinary.
Oh, he's brilliant, yeah.
And some sort of, like, what do you read? It's some sort of weird self-help book that says never say or always say yes.
You just have to say, ah, yeah, to everything. And we went into the Pride Parade, and there was a fella, one of them lads, and he had a Pride flag wrapped around his neck, right?
Right.
And he was walking along with a bag of cans going, go on, diggers! Go on, diggers! That's what he was doing, walking at the Pride Parade with a sack of cans. Like...
I'm sure the LGBTQ plus community were delighted to have that level of support.
Yeah. Not exactly a regular in panty bar, this fella. Do you know? You wouldn't see him around Street 66 or anything like that, you know?
I'm surprised, actually.
But his heart was in the right place.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I'm surprised they didn't adopt that slogan during the time of the marriage equality situation.
Imagine
that.
Vote yes. Go on, the gays.
Oh my God, that's so fantastic. See, that's it, like, when you can accept somebody doing the wrong thing for the right reasons.
Yeah, for the right reasons, yeah.
That's what inclusiveness is really all about.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, he's a copshite, but my God, he's our copshite.
He's our copshite.
Oh my God, yeah. So yeah, with things like that, how could you not love Paddy's Day?
I know, exactly. Yeah. Sake, that's what it's all about.
Even though that was the pride.
It's all the same now.
Oh, brilliant.
It's all a party.
Right, listen, let's give you a few best bits from during the week. I'll tell you what we've done this week, right? We actually decided, which I don't know if we've ever done this before, we decided to theme the best bits.
This is a first.
Because it was sort of a coincidence that across nearly all of the days during the week, we had some sort of animal-related story.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
Yeah, we did. We had, like, everything between.
Some of them may not have started out as animal stories. They may have, like, we just got there.
Just got there, yeah.
But
we've had a sort of an obsession with all things four-legged this last week, really.
In fact, some of them may have even had more than four legs, because we did talk about insects.
Insects, yeah, that's right.
And how they may be the saviour of the world. That, or certainly the saviour of your plants.
Yeah, still, they're disgusting. You don't catch me doing it.
Yeah, donkeys, on the other hand.
Yeah, donkeys came
to... I can't even remember what we said about donkeys. I'm actually looking forward to listening to this again.
Yeah.
Because I can't even remember what it was.
Unless it was referring to ourselves as a couple of old donkeys, which I suppose is possible too.
Oh, we were called donkeys, who knows. There was also, and I'm going to say dolphins, although that's not quite the way it materialised when we did it on the show.
Yeah, it's something... dolphin-esque.
Exactly that. And also, then, I have to say, one of the best sources of content on this show over the years has always been, there's never been a bad parrot story.
No, parrots never let you down.
They are comedy gold, parrots are.
They're up there with Dave Allen when it comes to punchlines.
Go on to parrots! Go- Right, folks, have a listen. We'll talk to you in a sec.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
As we were saying, there are times when things can get said that are quite embarrassing.
Yeah.
And even in the world of pets,
even
PJ,
in the animal kingdom, yeah,
it can happen.
And this starts off as a sad story too. There was a parrot.
Yeah,
a parrot whose owner died, right?
Mm.
And apparently parrots can get very attached to their owners. And they grieve and everything. They start missing them, you know.
Wow.
And this parrot, who was quite a sort of a frequent chatter, really, he stopped talking altogether. Name is Jesse the Parrot. Gorgeous looking fella, I'm looking at him
just
here.
Just went into himself. Didn't went want to into talk himself, to anybody
yeah.
anymore.
Started plucking his own feathers and everything.
Plucking their own feathers.
Plucking his own feathers and all that. And it was very sad. Like, the RSPCA took him in and they found a new home for him.
Great.
Which was good news. And apparently he's turned the corner. He's come back out. He's come back into himself.
Good news.
He started talking to the new owners, but he's abusing them. He started giving them grief. He's got the filthiest mouth, apparently. His last owner taught him the dirtiest of words. He's your effing this and get up out of that, yeah. You know, he's a effing backstar.
So these people that are sort of, you know, showed their kindness and compassion, taking in this this bird that had lost its owner and trying to bring it back.
He was lonely and everything. Yeah,
and they've offered their home and their love, and he's responded with, "Would you ever go on?" Oh.
Yeah, and calls all the dogs Wellard. He must watch EastEnders all the time. There's two dogs in the new house, and he calls both of them Wellard.
Wellard.
Yeah, yeah.
And
when he's just not talking to the dogs, he's abusing everybody else.
And is he just using foul language?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
is he just swearing?
They'd be watching telly and all, and they'd come in with their dinner, and he'd be like, "Frup off, you! What are you looking at?" He gives them loads of grief.
God.
Yeah, it's mad. Parrots, there's something about a parrot, you know. You can't trust a parrot, by the way. I told you this before about my friend. I'll have to change her name to Rita for this story, right?
Okay.
Her mother was very, very sick. She had pulmonary fibrosis. She was very sick in her house, right?
Okay.
To the point that she had, you know, because it's a disease of the lungs, she was coughing and everything, you know, in her bed. And when she needed something, she was like, "Rita," you know, coughing and all that. "Rita," you know. And they had a parrot in the house. One of those houses that had loads of animals.
Right.
Long mice and everything, you know. Then the poor woman died after a while.
That's
very
sad.
It was, yeah. And they brought the coffin into the house. A traditional sort of Irish family.
Yeah.
They brought the coffin into the house.
For the wake or whatever.
For the wake and all.
Yeah.
And what's the parrot do? Starts copying the exact sound of the dead woman in the box going, "Rita! Rita!" Yeah.
Oh,
the exact
that's
sound.
Shocking.
Isn't it, yeah?
My God. Had he no sense of decorum?
I know. Well, that's what I said to my friend, Pat, that told me the story. I said, a very intelligent parrot. And he said, "If you'd ask me, I think he's very immature," he said. It's very bad manners.
But did you not have... Did you not have a different? Did you not have a different run-in with a parrot in an actual pet shop?
I did, yeah, up in North Dublin, the pet shop in North Dublin. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if I should name the shop. I went in. My mother-in-law, at the time, she was, "Oh, look at your man," and he just looked at her and went, "F off!" It's the whole word, though, right into her face. It was brilliant.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Listen, if you're on the lookout for love at the moment, some advice for you. Now, is this gender specific? Does it affect...
Both sides, you know, this is for
everybody,
both. Yeah,
everybody,
affects everybody, yeah.
So if you're on the lookout for love and you've decided to go down the road of the app way, the online way...
Yeah, the dating apps are a huge thing now.
Well, this is some advice from our Dr. Love... PJ Gallagher.
Yeah, yeah, they've asked a lot of men and women, what are the biggest put-offs, what turn-offs, like, what gives you the ick?
Right.
You know, the ick.
Yeah.
When you see certain pictures, you know.
Okay.
What profile photos don't work. And apparently, if you're a fella and you take your picture with a huge fish or a car, it's a bad look. It doesn't work.
Why would you take your picture with a huge fish?
Well, lads think, you know, look at the fish I caught.
Oh,
you know.
Sorry, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they don't walk
caught.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Not I thought you were just doing selfies with big fish in the background.
I bet you there's lads do that. But they're let on as if they caught them themselves. I bet you there is.
Walk into an aquarium, trying to give the impression, I love all animals. Look, here's me with a fish.
Here's me when I got me picture taken with Fungi the Dolopin. I told you about that friend of mine, didn't I?
What?
They went out to fishing and one of them, the two lads, and they were trying to get off drugs at the time.
Okay.
And one of them said, they went out and fishing. This was the new plan. They were going to go fishing.
Right.
And one of them said, they came back and we said, how'd you get on? And your man goes, it was brilliant. We seen a dolopin and all we did. And the other fella says, they're not called dolopins, you tick. And he goes, with a bleeding porcupine then, he said.
Oh my God.
Yeah. A porcupine.
A porcupine and a dolopin.
A porcupine and a dolopin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You wanted that place full of them.
Yeah, full of them there.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, anyway, so avoid a fish and a car.
Avoid a fish and a car.
See, because lads probably make the mistake of assuming that if you show you've got a nice car.
Yes.
That somehow impresses people.
Yeah, yeah. They think.
I don't know why you would impress people that you had a big fish.
I don't drive, but I have a huge fish.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to take the fish for a walk or something, you're more than welcome. More than welcome, whatever you like.
Women also get it. They're warning women that the duck face thing isn't good, you know. You know that duck face thing that women can do?
Where they suck their cheeks in, that thing, is it?
And they pout their big lippy pouch, yeah. Right. Look like a mallard. You know that thing? Whatever that's about. I can never understand
they
that.
They look like porcupines, do they?
They look a bit like a dolopin, yeah. You know the dolopin lips?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big thing. That's a big trend now.
It is, yeah.
So lose the duck face.
Lose the duck face, yeah. That's one of the ones. Yeah, yeah. So those big pouts, they're not really great. I suppose you do end up looking a bit fishy yourself, like.
Yeah,
and then
having
part of your face covered, so trying to be moody. You know the way some people, men and women, they try to be...
Straight away, that just tells you that there's something suspicious, that they're hiding something there.
Yeah, yeah. I had breakfast with someone yesterday who's on one of these sites, Badu or whatever it is, right? And she was saying, look at this, right? She's 40 now, right?
Right.
And she says, look at this fella. And she's showing me she flicks through the men. And you want to see the lads who say they're in their 40s. They're like, I'm walking frames, man. They are absolutely arthritic. They are
arthritic.
They are like, early 60s easy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're claiming to be 40.
Trying to get young ones, yeah. And
it's scary.
Somebody like it, there's no.
It's tough enough to hold a big fish when you're in a walking frame.
Yeah, the lads holding a big fish so you can avoid the comb over. You won't notice it.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Yeah, we had a bit of a sciencey thing earlier on there about on this International Women's Day, men may yet become extinct.
Yeah.
Well, it's 10 years.
10 years from now, we won't need men for women to get pregnant at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're like, literally, we're being phased out.
Phased out, yeah. Like phased you says, we'll be in the zoo. They'll just go and have a look at us. You know, walking past, throw peanuts at us.
So while the scientists were busy working that out, they also seemed to found the time for something that you'd kind of wonder whether or not there was a great deal of scientific benefit in it.
Yeah, to be honest.
You wonder how it necessarily might advance the world, this.
Yeah, it's all a bit Dr. Doolittle, really, isn't it?
Like,
because so scientists reckon they've figured out how to speak to pigs. They reckon they've figured and cracked the code of the language of pigs.
Right.
To the point that they now are working on developing an app that they can give to farmers so that they can talk to their pigs and the pigs can let them know how they're feeling.
Don't get me wrong. You know, in the interest of animal welfare, that sounds like a very good thing.
Yeah.
But I mean... And in fairness, they do say that pigs are meant to be quite intelligent animals.
They are supposed to be as smart as dogs, but they're just much more tasty.
If the pig turns around and says to you, when you do finally understand it, yeah, listen, I won't be going for anything near sausages and rashers or anything, will I? I'm okay, am I?
Yeah.
I
bet you it's about...
I'm going to keep you as a pet.
White lies, you know, keep them... Keep them a little bit more satisfied, yeah. So what they've done is they recorded 7,000 different types of grunts.
Right.
Right? And they recorded those and then they cracked it and they reckoned that the shorter the grunt, the happier the pig is kind of how they worked it out. So if it's a real short grunt, the pig is happy. But the longer they go on, the more unhappy they are, really.
That sounds just like, actually, to be honest, it sounds like men.
It does, really.
Longer, the longer they're groaning, the less happy they are.
That's true, yeah.
Like a little grumble is one thing.
Yeah, exactly.
A continuous grumble is, you know what I mean?
Like any man, you're right, yeah. Someone gives me a biscuit, I'm there.
Yeah.
You're happy with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm definitely happy. As opposed to looking out the window going, what is that fella out doing over there? You know.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, so what are they hoping to achieve with this? Just general welfare.
Farmers be able to talk to the pigs. That's it. So they'll know if they're happy, excited, scared, or stressed. And so
what happens with the? So they can talk to the pigs.
Like Babe, yeah.
Yeah, but what about like? So how did the cows and the sheep and all feel?
Probably not get a look in. Yeah, I know, very left out, really, aren't they?
This is typical Animal Farm. This is.
It is really.
It's just the politics of this are all wrong.
Yeah. It is, like, and the thing is as well is that sheep and all would be cleaner sort of an animal as well, out in the cold, and tend to be outdoor animals, you know, cattle and all.
I'm wondering why they chose pigs.
I'm not really sure, to be honest. I'm not really sure what the whole piggery is about, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe because pigs, maybe they're a very charming animal. Maybe they've got huge personalities, much more so than anyone else.
Yeah, maybe they're the comedians of the animal world or something. They're hilarious. Great fun at parties.
Could be gas, you know. Yeah, could be a bit of crack out of a pig. Might go to town with a pig.
Yeah. You know. Be interesting conversations, I suppose, as well. It'd be like, kind of like, how are you feeling? To be honest with you, I'm a bit chilly. Will I get you a blanket? Because that's... Don't mention pigs and blankets. Whatever you do, don't say that. They get very... I tell you, strange.
Mind you, you get as much out of a pig if you went out with a pig as you would out of a man. You know when lads go out together? You know that thing? Lads go out together and they come home and then their missus is like, so how is Mick? Grand? Yeah. Well, how's his job? Don't know.
But you were with them for 4 hours.
Yeah. So what did you talk about?
Stuff.
What it'd be like to be a spy. And football. And the price of petrol.
Unbelievable.
See, he didn't ask him anything about his life.
Yeah. Somebody just said, if you do end up learning to talk to pigs and they tell you lies, does that mean they're telling porkies? Oh, but I'm... On fire. I think it could be a dangerous road, you know, to go down.
Yeah, yeah. There's a reason we can't talk to pigs or talk to each other, you know. I know talking is good.
I'd be worried you'd find out that they were more intelligent.
I definitely... there's some pigs. Wasn't there a pig in New Zealand they taught to drive a car?
What?
Wasn't there a pig? Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No, I think maybe it was a dog. They taught some animal to drive a car in New Zealand to show the intelligence of them. They did.
Brilliant. There you go. Proves my point entirely. What happens if we talk to the animals and find out they're looking down their noses at us?
Well, I don't know. If you see the way some of the people drive when you come in here this morning, maybe a bunch of pigs had helped them.
Somebody's been on to say, in relation to pigs talking, Ray was on to say, I find pigs can be quite a bore.
Oh my God. Some of these jokes are brutal.
Somebody else said, Dave's been on to say, don't talk to pigs. They're swines.
It's true. The whole animal noises thing is something that just fascinates me anyway. You know, I was talking to a woman last week, right?
Right.
Who has a Turkish husband, right?
Yeah.
Her husband's from Turkey, right?
Okay.
And they were having an argument because what sound does a donkey make?
What sound does a donkey make?
Yeah.
Hee-haw.
Yeah, right. Hee-haw,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, she was saying that her husband from Turkey says, no, they don't. They go, haw-hee, right? That's what she said. That's right. And they're having this argument, right? And they were in Turkey at the time, right?
Okay.
And she goes, they saw a donkey at the side of the road. They pulled in the car. And says, we'll settle this now once and for all. And they got out. And the donkey went, haw hee. In Turkey, donkeys do it the opposite way round.
What?
Yeah, the donkey went, haw hee. Instead of going, hee haw. Yeah. She couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe that the Turkish donkeys go, haw hee. And Irish donkeys go, hee haw.
So animal language is different.
It's different, yeah. It's different. So basically the pig people here, they've only learned one pig country.
Yeah, and then they're going to have to do all the other countries.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe in Turkey those pigs go noink, noink.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Yeah, insect poo may be the way to save the world. It might be the way forward. It could save the world, insect poo.
Any sentence that starts with insect poo.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. So insect, you know the way they've been telling us for years now, we should be eating insects as an alternative source of protein.
Yeah.
And now you and me, we've done that in here.
Yeah. I thought they were okay.
I can't get my head around what it is in my mouth. It's so disgusting. I just can't.
And ours weren't even that bad. I mean, ours had like seasoning on them.
Yeah, they were.
And they were kind of crunchy. They were sort of like Bombay mix, if you ask me.
Yeah, with little legs and all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even when there's a hair on your bread roll, It's bad enough. Never mind getting legs true, off yeah. legs off your nuts.
I'm actually surprised. I'm surprised that I actually did it. I can't even stand like the sensation of a fishbone in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I
yeah.
hate that.
I hate that
but
as
for
well.
Some reason, the eating the crickets and the things were, that was okay.
You're savage, you are. Savage. But they're saying now that insect poo, we should be eating the insects and using their poo to fertilise crops. That apparently insect poo is brilliant for this. The whole world's gone mad about poo lately. Have you noticed that? The whole world has gone, it's cow farts that are ruining the ozone and now it's insect farts that are going to fix it.
Like, but I mean, insect poo, that takes an awful long time. So, I mean...
To collect, exactly, yeah.
Well, yeah, you're going to have to collect it for a start.
Which so that, I have no idea how you do that.
Exactly. And then, I mean, how much of it, how many insects doing how much poo are you going to need before you can actually fertilise a flower or a plant or whatever it is? I mean, they don't...
Millions.
They're
like,
not going to... Exactly. They're not
millions.
Going, you know.
I know, yeah. Millions. There's two types of insect poo. You know, there's a whole thing. It goes into the different types of insect poo that there is. Some of it is skeletal because they just, you know, some of them, they eat whatever they eat and then the bones, they come out, whatever. And then the other type is just, you know, like a regular old dildo, you know, this stuff.
And is one better than the other for the world, for the future of the world?
The regular L2 is better. It's rich in nitrogen apparently, which is
okay.
Pivotal.
Whereas an L skeleton coming out was no good to anybody. No good to anybody.
What do they be eating that has a skeleton that small?
Well, exactly.
What
yeah. Good point. Like yeah, exactly.
So it's
how small do you have to be for an insect to be kind of like
yeah
huge?
Although,
mind you, do you know what I just realised? Are you sure you're reading that the right way round?
What do you mean?
So are you sure they're not saying that you should eat insects and then when you have a poo, because of the insects in it, that'd be good for your flowers and stuff?
Where would you bring it? Put it in the shoebox and bring it down the local farmyard?
I would just say, like, supposing you were trying to grow rhubarb in your garden or whatever.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I mean? And maybe if you had a feed of insects and then nature took its course, maybe that would be, you know, maybe that's what they mean.
I can just see it now. Jim McCabe out in his garden, takes down his strides and sits down and somebody shouts, Jim, what are you doing? He goes, I'm doing rhubarb, actually.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Oh, yes. Well, welcome back, folks. Some of the best bits from during the week. As we said, animal-themed. We decided that there were so many sort of animal-related stories that we went animal-themed. And, of course, the other thing was as well that it was during the week that PJ confessed to... Well, you didn't... I mean, you've done it before, but it coincided with Crufts...
Yes.
...arriving on the...
On the telly
on the
and
TV
it's,
and all
yeah,
that
the week,
happening.
It's Crufts week, yeah.
Crufts week. So glued to it, were you?
Absolutely glued to it, yeah. Can't get enough of it. It's so good. It's so good. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Those little gorgeous furry things running around
with happy heads.
to be fair, like the amount of training that goes into that must be ridiculous.
Mad stuff, isn't it?
Have you ever tried to train your dogs?
Have they ever...
Did you ever get them to perform anything?
Oh, yeah, no, they can do tricks, yeah. They
what
can do
sort of
sit,
trick?
Lie down, spin around, roll over. Stella can do bang bang. You know, you do bang bang and she falls down the ground like you've shot her.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, they can do a bunch of tricks. Yeah, yeah, they do that, yeah.
And did you do the teaching of it?
Well, no, but I taught them to. I taught them to like biscuits.
Wait, you see this. Right. This is a biscuit, right? This is a biscuit. Wait, you see this. I'm going to give it to the dog. And it's just going to disappear. See this for a trick. Look at that. Gone on one. That's amazing.
Yeah, I taught them they deserve to sleep in human beds.
Yeah.
You know, I taught them those things.
Yeah. I suppose that's a start. I was afraid you're going to say, you taught them how to, I don't know, flatulate or something. Or
No. But I have, you know, I've definitely done the old dad thing where...
Blame the dog?
Yeah, I've done it
you
a few times.
You have not?
I have, yeah, yeah. I did a fart once. It was like, I can't describe it as a fart. It was an air shit. An air shit. That's the only way to describe it. It was like there was mist. I'd say if someone lit up a cigarette, they'd blow the house up. It was that bad.
Oh my God.
It nearly ruined Christmas for the family. It was that bad.
How many people were there at the time?
It was only me and my ex. My ex Elaine, yeah.
Oh my God.
And she walked into the room and says, what in the name of God? And I was there. That's that dog eating human shite out in walks. That dog is after eating a jogger shit out of a bush or something. Because that is rank. That is disgusting. Never.
So if it smelled that bad that she believed the dog had eaten human shit.
Yeah, yeah.
What dare I ask, did you eat to make you smell that bad?
We'll never know. Because I certainly don't know.
I think we might just leave it there.
Probably an Easter egg for dinner.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.